Good morning.
Good morning.
The choir did so well this morning, they can have extra ice cream cake later.这个吃饭唱得这么好，今天可以吃多一点的冰淇淋的蛋糕的。好，我们再一次的来开始之前祷告。Father, we thank you that we can sing praise to you. Now we pray that you will speak to us and give us an open heart and an open mind. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
How do we know this God that we speak about every Sunday? 我们怎么样能够清楚知道我们真正的认识我们每一周礼拜天讲的这个上帝？He reveals himself, his great wisdom and power to us in the Bible. 他把自己显现出来在圣经，让我们看见他的无限的智慧和大能。I hope that we will be reminded, both Christians and non-Christians today, that he is worthy of our trust and we should obey. 我希望今天对基督徒跟还没有信主的朋友们都能够知道我们这个天父是配得我们的信任和obey 顺服信任和顺服 For those who have not yet come to believe he is indeed the true God 如果有一些人还没有真正的认识这个是真的上帝希望从约伯记可以看见I know that Job is a strange book to refer to on a gospel meeting. 我知道约伯记是不一个常常讲到福音的时候会提到的 Because Job is all about suffering. 因为约伯记讲到很多受苦的事情 But actually the true lesson of Job is not suffering. 但是真正的约伯记的重点不是受难受苦 The true teaching of Job is learning what God is like.真正的在约伯记里面我们需要注意的是从约伯记里面怎么样更清楚知道我们的上帝是怎么样的一个上帝From the verses we read just now Know that God knows our condition 刚才我们读的那个从约翰一书很重要的地方就是我要提醒自己跟大家上帝非常的认识我们比我们自己更认识我们。God knows us very well, even better than we know ourselves, but we don't always remember this. Only someone who exists can know us. 只有一个真正存在的神才能够知道我们。如果他不存在，就没有话讲，就不需要说他认不认识。但是他认识我们这么清楚，也是代表他是创造者。Because he knows us so well, it's also living proof that he made us. That's why he knows us so well.So once again, in 1 John, 再一次的 Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 我们要注意这个三个颜色是有三个主要的题目在这里。因为以下的经文也是用这些的颜色让我们看见圣经完全都有一个连贯的不管是在旧约或者新约我们看见同样的思想出来所以我用这些颜色来代表 So I use the color to bring your attention to the three points in these verses both from the Old Testament and the New Testament We seek pleasure, possessions, and position 我们都寻求快乐、拥有和地位They are healthy desires. 这些不是不对的欲望，是健康的，因为是神给我们的，很正常的。But how do healthy desires turn into sinful desires? 但是怎么样一些健康的欲望变成有罪的欲望呢？就是不讨神喜悦的呢 ？When we try to find our own way to satisfy these desires, 当我们用自己的方法来得到这些欲望，不是按照神的计划呢？就是犯罪。When we say God doesn't understand what I need, I know better what I want than God, that is sin. 如果我们对自己说或者对上帝说，我比你了解我要的，我比你了解我需要的，什么事情会弄我快乐的，我比你知道，所以我用我自己的方法来。 This is the first sin. This is when we want to define what is good and what is bad. 这个是头一个罪，在伊甸园里面，头一个犯罪就是我知道什么是好，什么不是好，按照我自己的衡量 ，according to my own definition. Since they are real needs, we are often tempted to disobey God in order to fulfill them. 因为这些欲望是很正确的呢，有时候我们会被魔鬼引诱，我们来用自己的方法来得到，不要按照神的教导。Last month, I talked about the different seasons and how things change in our lives. 上个月我讲到，我们有很多不同样人生的细节里面都有不同样的需要，不同样的欲望。You can see this story how our age changes what we need sometimes. 从以下要讲这个故事，你会看见，有时候我们的年龄、我们的细节不同样的时间呢，我们会有不同样的需要，不同样的欲望。Two old women were walking along the lake when a frog came up to them. 两个老姐妹在湖边走路的时候，突然间有个青蛙跳在她们的前面。One of the old women bent down and picked up the frog. 其中的一个老姐妹就把那个青蛙捡上来。She looked at it, fascinated by how ugly it was. 她一直在看那个青蛙说，真的特别的丑怪这个青蛙。The frog said, I am not really a frog. 那个青蛙就说，我不是真正的一个青蛙。If you kiss me, I'll turn into a handsome prince. 啊，如果你亲我的时候，我会变成一个很好、很英俊的 prince， 怎么讲？一个王子哦。The old woman put the frog in her pocket and continued walking. 那个老太婆就把那个青蛙放在口袋，就继续走路。The two walked in silence, but her friend couldn't handle it anymore, so she blurted out. 那个她的朋友走在她旁边，忍不耐了，最后就问她 ，Well, are you going to kiss the frog or not? 你要不要亲这个青蛙？她的朋友怎么回答呢 ？How did the friend reply? No, I guess not. 我觉得不需要。At my age, I'll have more fun with a talking frog than a handsome prince. 我现在老到呢，有跟一个青蛙能够讲话的，好过有一个很英俊的一个王子，就是这样。So, our times change and our desires change too. That's true. As you get older, younger people have different desires. 你老的时候有不同样的需要，对不对？但是有几个需要，刚才读的，永远不改变的。These are things that do not change. That's why they happen in the Bible several times to remind us.这些都不改变的，不管你多老多少呢，都有的。所以在圣经里面你会看见好几个地方，刚才你们念过。所以这个是把圣经连在一起，就知道神的智慧。So we see God's wisdom because He keeps reminding us. He tells us who we are and what we need. But we want to tell Him what we need, not Him tell us. 他会告诉我们我们需要的。所以在圣经里面有好几个地方都是提到这三样事情。OK。We can see exactly how Eve was tempted. 我们很清楚地看见夏娃怎么样被魔鬼来试探、引诱她。Food is a basic need. 食物是一个很基本的需要，对不对？ But Eve disobeyed God by eating from that one tree. 但是夏娃就不听神的话，从一个那棵唯一的树，她不能够吃那个果子，她就去吃。A healthy need becomes a sin when we step over God's boundary.一个健康的欲望呢，的需要呢，就变成罪。如果我们犯了神的规律，神说不能做，我们用那个方法来做。John says, "It is not the Father, but it is the world." 所以约翰说呢，刚才讲过这个了。他说这个不是从父来的，这种的欲望是从世界来的，这个就变成我们阻碍了。因为夏娃自己 说服了自己，有另外的一个英文版本说 she convinced herself， 有另外一个版本说她 说服了自己，所以相信了魔鬼的话，所以她自己犯罪，因为她相信。所以给你一个比喻，如果你看这个是罗马字的11，对不对？ This is a Roman number 11. What is half of 11? 11的一半是什么? 5.5，对不对? 5.5。 Are you convinced that 5.5 is half of 11? Yes, 你是肯定知道11的一半就是 5.5。 但是有什么情况底下可以变成6是11的一半呢? How can you make 6 half of 11? It's a trick. 你只是把一条线画过去，上面就变成6了。 So in this case, half of 11, you can just trick someone and say it becomes 6. 6 is now half of 11. Now look at Roman numeral number 9. 现在你看罗马字，这个是9，对不对? 那你怎么样可以把这个9变成6? How can you make 9 become 6 by using a line? 用一条线来把9改成6。 有没有想到怎么样？有一些人很聪明，知道 IQ 很大的人就知道怎么样。把个 S 放在前面，那条线虽然不是直的，还是一条线。为什么这个是一个 trick？ 为什么是可以骗到人？因为你投入了那个思想说这个是罗马号码，罗马号码，你就用罗马号码来想，你就不看见这个是 IX， 放一个 S 在前面就变成 6。 意思就是说，我们的看法有时候不只是从眼睛看，从你的思想来改变。罗马书是这样讲，要更新的变化。所以还没有信主的，或者已经信主的，都能够得到帮助。如果我们知道神要我们用同样的方式来看不同样的事情，我们的人生改变，但是神永远不改变。 So we have to know that God wants us to learn how to see things from His point of view, and then we will learn the truth about life. We see not only with our eyes, but with our minds. Some of us are tricked by what the devil tells us. 有时候我们被魔鬼来骗，所以这里有说 pleasing to the eye. Pleasing to the eye 意思的就是 我们是被我们的眼目的情欲来被骗，来犯罪。 We can see how exactly how Eve was tested. Pleasing to the eye. 所以头一件事情 versus lust of the flesh 就是肉体的私欲，这个新译本是用私欲。 Then lust of the eyes 眼目的私欲，所以这个是先从眼睛看就进到头脑里面就变成犯罪。 所以很清楚，夏娃也是用这个约翰一书的描述，这样的同样的这样来犯罪，因为他相信了魔鬼欺骗他。Jesus Christ is the only way to God， 耶稣基督是唯一的道路去到上帝。但是很多人不能够接受这句话。But many people will not accept this. They say there must be more than one way, because we live in a culture that has many many options. 我们住在一个环境，一个文化是，我们有非常多的选择。那天我跟朋友去吃饭，去到一个区就看见几十个那些餐厅，你要吃什么都有，你要什么样的方式都有，非常很多的选择。但是真理里面在主耶稣里面没有多一个选择，只有一个。So Christianity is narrow to some people because there is only one way, but it is the only way. God gave us things that are pleasing to the eye. 神给我们很多事情，看见我们很舒服的，很快乐的。 God gave us beauty. Beauty is good. 神给我们很多美丽的东西，美丽的事情是好的。 But people turn it into a sin by worshipping beauty. 但是人把这个美的东西变成一个犯罪，因为我们就敬拜那个漂亮的人或者那个美的东西。 God gave us good things to eat. 神给我们很多好的东西吃。 But we turned it into the sin of gluttony. 但是我们变成吃的太多了。The Catholic Church included gluttony as one of the 7 deadly sins. 天主教说有7个很严重的罪, deadly sin, pride, 骄傲, greed, 贪心, lust, 情欲是吗? Lust, anger, 愤怒, gluttony, 贪吃, envy, 嫉妒, laziness, 懒惰, 这七样, 但是骄傲是在前面。 The Bible does not list these as the worst sins. 圣经没有说这七样是最严重， 但是很合理的， 因为骄傲就是很多很多罪的根。 Because pride really is the root of many, many sins. You think about that when you get angry at your husband or your wife or your child. Sometimes or many times it's because of pride. 很多时候都是因为我们骄傲，所以人得罪我们，我们很生气，觉得我很了不起，你怎么样可以来得罪我？你怎么样可以对我这样说这种话？ So the Catholic Church considered them the source of many other sins. 所以天主教觉得这个是很多罪的来源，这七个实在是很重要。 Many of the things in so-called civilized society would not exist if not for sin. 很多事情在我们这个文明的社会呢，都不会存在的，如果没有罪的时候。 You think about that. Promises are not enough. We need to sign contract. 你看，我们只是讲应许的话不够好，要签约，要签名才算数。 Doors are not enough. We still have to put locks on them. 有门还不够，还要能够锁那个门。 Paying for the bus or the train is not enough. We need to buy tickets. 你付了钱上飞机或者坐火车不够，你还要买票。 And they still have to collect the tickets to make sure you cannot use it again. 他们也把那个票收回去，要不然有些人会再用一次。 That means that sin causes all these things that we expect in civilized society. 这个就是一个代表，我们有罪，所以需要这种的管教，这种的法律，要不然有这个说着这么文明 civilized society 的社会都需要这种的事情，因为有罪。 Hedonism means pleasure first, lust of the flesh. Materialism 就是 I deserve it, lust of the eyes. Individualism 就是 me first, pride of life. 这些中文我不念了，你们可以看见哦。所以那三个颜色就是刚才约翰一书讲的，很清楚。 Pleasure first 就是我们的肉体的私欲。 I deserve it 看见就要，就是眼目的私欲。 Me first 我第一就是精神的骄傲，精神的骄傲。 This sounds so much like the culture we live in. 这个真的完全很像我们现在存在的文化。 But we cannot blame advertising and culture for changing us. 很多人说因为我们的文化这么糟糕，电影糟糕，广告这么不好，一直引诱我们。 But actually they're only taking advantage of what they know about our desires. 其实我这么多年在广告店里面上班，我很喜欢，因为他们所做的不是改变我们，他们只是利用他们知道人的心已经有了这些欲望。 They are only using the desires that they know we all have, and they exploit it. 他们这样用，所以他们要卖他们的。 Only God can give us true hope. 真正只有上帝可以给我们真正的盼望。 But many people don't trust God. 很多人不能相信神。 The founder of Revlon Cosmetics called Charles Revson said this very interesting thing. 这个 Revlon 的这个 化妆品的这个创办人讲了一句话，很多年前就代表他非常清楚他卖的是什么。他说这句话： In the factory we make lipstick, in our advertising we are selling hope. 中文怎么样讲？在我们造的那个工厂里面，我们做的是口红，但是外面在广告卖的什么呢？卖希望。 你有了这个，你就变漂亮，人就爱你。你用我们的产品，你就像我们。你开越快的车，住越大的房子，你就会满足。This is basic principle of advertising to exploit what they know you already want inside. So you always want more, more, more. 越多越好。 So there are three things about the forbidden fruit. 有三样事情关于那个禁果，给我们很清楚知道。 刚才看过了，有 hedonism, materialism, and individualism. 因为夏娃怀疑神的话，她要把自己的方法来寻求她的满足，不要靠神。The last step was Eve's pride of life. 最后我们看见是不是就是今生的骄傲，在这里怎么说？Desirable for gaining wisdom. 他要得到智慧。魔鬼说你得到智慧，你就像上帝，你就不需要他了，你自己定。所以那棵树的果为什么是一个罪？因为那个树的果就代表我们自己定什么是好，什么不好。上帝说好，我不觉得是好；上帝说不好，我不觉得是不好。So when God says it's good, I may not agree with him. I may say to you, it's good. To me, it's nonsense. If God says this is bad, I say, no, it's good for me. I like it. 所以这个是吃那个果子的最重的意义，就是说我不要听神的定义，我自己来决定我要做什么。这个就是骄傲，精神的骄傲。She wanted security from gaining her own wisdom to become God. See how the devil tempted Jesus Christ in exactly the same way. 我本用同样的你们看过，对不对？在马太福音刚才看见的。Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life.肉体的私欲，今生的骄傲，眼目的私欲，很清楚看见。John captures the essence of the devil's temptations to all of us. 约翰一书给我们提醒非常清楚，魔鬼用什么方法对耶稣也是这样对我们。The lust of the flesh, 你把石头变成你的食物吗？你从那边跳下来，神已经应许他会救你，你就很骄傲了，你是 indestructible， 你是 Superman， 你不会死的，所以变成这个是精神的骄傲。 All the things in the world, all the splendor， 那个英文的是 splendor， 那非常美，非常豪华的，我赐给你，如果你敬拜我，这个就 变成这个眼目的私欲。所以这三样呢，有代表什么呢？第一个是一个 physical， 第二个是一个 emotional pride， 第三个是一个 psychological， 全部都有，全部都有在这里。所以我们回去，现在回到约伯记看，约伯跟这个有什么关呢？ Go back to the Job, what we read this morning.Job declares he's righteous and God should explain to him why he's suffering. 约伯说我是一个义人，为什么我要受这些苦？ God responds by saying, look at these amazing animals. 上帝好像没有回答他的挑战，他说你看这些动物。 God does not answer Job's questions about the reason for suffering. 上帝没有给他一个原因。Someone said that even if God gave him the reason, it would not help him. 有人说如果上帝告诉他，他也不会得到帮助。Sometimes when I ask God and he doesn't give me an answer, I think because it's for my own good. 有时候我们问神，他不给我们答案，是为了我们自己的好处。如果他给我，也许我也不能接受，更痛苦。Sometimes we are frustrated, especially when we don't think we deserve it. 我们最挫折的时候是什么时候呢？看见受苦，但是觉得我们不应该得到这个苦难的。We don't deserve it. 我们不应该，为什么得到这个？ But God says, look at the behemoth. 但是上帝说，你看看河马吧。It's not to make Job feel better. 不是帮助约伯能够 feel better, 有更好的安慰。It seems completely unconnected to his suffering. 好像跟约伯的受苦一点都没有关系的。God spends chapter 38 and 39 talking about magnificent and mysterious things. 如果你回去看约伯记38章跟39章呢，上帝用了这两本呢，完全讲他的伟大的神秘的创造。He tells Job about lions, ravens, goats, donkeys, horses, every kind of animal. 他列了很多很多不同样的动物章，38跟39章。God pauses and asks Job if he has anything to say. 上帝讲了这么多这些描述这些动物，他就停了，他就说你有什么话要讲吗？约伯没话讲。Job kept his mouth shut. He was smart. He didn't know what to say after God told him all these things about animals. But instead of offering a conclusion for Job to think about, God continues describing more animals. 神讲了这么多，他没有做一个结论说好，现在我解释给你为什么我告诉你这些动物，为什么你会受苦。他继续讲到动物，刚才你们看过了，在约伯记第40章，很特别的。你看中文这里。 There is actually a connection in how God talks about the behemoth. 其实神讲到这个，你看看这个河马吧，有关系的，跟他别人讲的话。They are amazing. 他是代表给我们看见他的智慧来创造这些人不能够理解的。But God made them for His own reasons. 但是上帝创造是为了他自己的原因，从来没有告诉我们。 God did not tell Job that the animals are there because they are useful. 如果你回去看，神没有描述来解释这些动物是为你们的好处我来创造的。别的地方有，但是在约伯记他讲，不是这个目的，所以他没有提到这些动物是 useful， 是对你有好处的。He never said that the animals taste delicious. 他没有说过这个牛、这个羊好吃的。 那个肉很甜的，他没有提到这个。No animal in Job is described as useful for farming. 没有一次说到这些动物可以帮你耕田，帮你做工，没有提到这些。So I want to tell you that God feels the same way about you and I. 我要让你知道，神对我和你是同样的看法。这句话可能你看见会觉得惊讶，但是你想一想。What I want to tell you is that. What we can do has nothing to do with God's delight in us. 上帝爱我们一点都没有关我们能够做什么。所以他讲到这些动物，没有说他们能够干什么，他只是说我创造他们，用我的主权来创造。So what I'm telling you here is not that God looks down on us and He values us based on what we can do because He doesn't need us. 他不是爱我们，因为我们可以为他做任何的事情，他不需要我们。他唯一的原因爱我们，因为他创造我们，为了爱我们，也要我们回应他的爱。Basically, what Job and all these animals are telling me today and you is that God created us to love us and to return that love to Him. No other purpose. 他不是看重我们的能力。 他也没有说你看这些怎么可以做什么，只是看他们多奇妙。神是创造很多奥秘的东西，我们看不见也不能够了解，但是是给我们看见他的智慧，他的智慧就配得我们的敬拜跟听他的话。His wisdom is worthy of our worship and our obedience. That is the point of Job's suffering. That is one of the main lessons in that book that is so hard to understand and so many people are disturbed and troubled by it. 这么多人都不能够真正的了解到底约伯要给我们学什么呢？神没有很清楚地说，但是约伯得到那个答案。他知道我现在没话讲，我只是听你的，我没有资格跟你讲。好像一个蚂蚁跟一个人要讲话是不可能的。It's like an ant trying to talk to a human. Cannot make sense of it. God doesn't have, we don't have the language for God to describe what He has done. 我们没有那种的话，那种的单词，来能够了解。 It's like talking to a child. How many things can you explain to a child? 好像对一个小朋友说话，你能够解释多少呢？ 在他的程度，他只能够知道这么多。 It's like God talking to us. We cannot comprehend. Doesn't mean that God looks down on us. It means the opposite. God takes joy for the simple reason that He made us. Because the Bible says God is love. 最主要的是因为神喜悦我们，因为他创造我们，为了爱我们，也为了给我们自由来选择要不要回应他的爱。 We may ask, what is the purpose then of all the animals? 如果我们再问，为什么他提到这么多动物呢？ They reveal the wisdom and power of God. 他会给我们看见神的智慧跟他的大能。以下给你两个比喻， give you two examples. Chapters 38 and 39 is filled with description of animals. 38跟39章有很多很多的动物。But at the end of 39, there's a shift in direction. 但是在三十九章的结束呢，有一个转变。God was teaching Job about his wisdom in 38 and 39. 在三十八、三十九章，神讲到这只动物是让他知道他的大的智慧，他无穷的智慧。But starting in chapter 40, he is talking about power. 从四十章他讲到大能，他自己的大能。Many Bibles interpret the behemoth as a hippo, 河马，在中文就是说河马。But the original Latin 文跟希伯来文是一个野兽，是不知道什么来的，根本不能够百分之百的清楚，只是我们能够描述说好像一个河马。It is more than 16 feet long, 超过16尺长 ,sometimes over 10,000 pounds, 有时候超过10万磅。It feeds on grass, 它是吃草的，都可以长得这么大。It eats more than 1% of its body weight every night. 每一天晚上它吃1%它自己的重量的草。That means it eats about 90 pounds of grass a day. 它吃差不多90磅草每一天晚上。The amount it eats changes the environment. 它吃这么多到改变它的周围的 environment, 怎么讲它的环境哦，它改变那个环境。The hippo's paths create pools for small fish in dry weather. 它走的路变成这么大的洞，在干燥的时候呢，有洞有水，小的鱼可以存在可以活。Some professors say it wasn't a hippo. 有一些教授在神学院告诉我们，它不是一个河马。It is a supernatural beast. 是一个超自然的野兽。But in spite of the size and the description, a hippo can run faster than people. 这个这么大这么重的可以咬那个鳄鱼那个鳄鱼吃死它的，它还比我们人跑得更快，很特别的一个动物。它在海底里面可以听声音，也可以发声音，只有这个动物可以在陆地跟水里面可以发声音，可以听声音。它这两种的听声音可以测到那个动物有多远离开它。It has amazing ability to judge distance because it can hear underwater and it can hear outside of water. It can speak, it can make sounds under and above. It's amphibious. That's the thing, 特别的。So, the Bible tells us that only God can approach it with a sword. 圣经告诉我们，只有神可以。所以有些人说这个是代表死亡，只有神可以胜过死亡。Only God can overcome death. So this beast can represent death. It also represents wisdom. 也是代表不只是大能，也是代表智慧。为什么呢？因为这里说 He ranks first among the works of God. 他是头一个。但是在什么别的地方用同样的字来描述智慧呢？就是在箴言里面 The first of his works.这个是描述智慧，所以那个动物是清清楚楚。如果我们仔细的看别的圣经来解经呢，这个动物是解释到神的大能跟他的智慧，有这个原因。因为这些字在原文是很清楚的说，这个证人是提到智慧，这个也是这样说，所以也是代表智慧，很特别。所以今天为什么用约伯记来讲这个福音？我希望还没有完全接受主耶稣基督成为我们的神，我们的主，这个可以给我们提醒。There are times I learn these things, I say, now I know more about animals. 有时候我读到这些解经的书，我就说，现在我比较更了解河马。But other times I learn the information and say, God is great. 另外的时候，有时候看见这些，我更应该的思想就是我们的神真奇妙。Our God is so great. His word is so great. 他的话是这么伟大。God said, look at the behemoth. 神说你看看河马，什么意思？ Behold, in some of the old translations says behold. 有一些老的经文说 behold 就是不只是看，有深刻的思想来看，来考虑神的智慧跟他的大能来思想。How do we know the God that we speak about every Sunday? 每个礼拜来到都提到耶稣，提到上帝。Does he reveal himself? Yes, he does. 他有没有 表现自己在他的话里面有非常的清楚。I hope we learn today that we should trust and obey our God. 今天基督徒要提醒自己，我们要信靠顺服。Those who haven't believed yet will learn that He is the true God. 还没有相信，还没有接受，可以学习。神要开启我们的眼睛。So 39章是这样说，约伯记讲到马了。现在为什么要提到这个马？因为有一匹马，我很多年跟它的历史非常有名。这个马叫做 Secretariat， 有一匹跑马是非常厉害的，有个 movie。Listen to this incredible story and realize that it takes our heart to make God our God. 你看这个故事的时候，这个真的历史呢，就要提醒自己，一个信徒不只是用这个，也是用这个，才能够真正的相信。In May of 1973, Secretariat was the last out of the gate. 在五月份的1973年，这个马出来的时候是最后出来的 ，last out of the gate. But he won by 2.25 lengths. 但是他赢的时候呢 ，2.25 lengths 我真的不会讲，怎么一个马的身体的长度是吗？他赢的时候呢，很多时候这些 quarter horse 是这么靠近的，他是有 2.25。第二个马有两个马的长度跟四分之一的速度，升。Okay. It was amazing because the horse that came in second that day also broke every track record. 为什么这么奇妙？因为第二个马的那一天呢，也全部在这个跑马的的记录都给他打破，但是 Secretary 比他快这么多。但是这个马虽然第二个全部的这个跑马的地方打破记录，但是 Secretary 比他更快。That record is unbroken today, 46 years later. 46年之后，那个记录还没有被别的马打破。It was amazing because each quarter mile, the horse ran faster. 最奇妙的事情是什么呢？这个 quarter mile, 每一个四分之一的 mile, 它都比前面的快一点。全部的马从开始到最后越来越慢。这个马从开始到最后越来越快，它加速度，不敢相信的，很特别，很奇妙的。Secretary increased his speed as each quarter mile went by. A 2.25 mile race is analyzed in 9 quarter mile segments. 一个两 mile 跟四分之一的跑马地呢，他们是用九段来看的。So in every quarter mile, he ran faster than the previous mile.在每一个的四分之一的 mile， 它都比上面的更前面的更快。The next race took place in Maryland. 第二个跑马的赛跑是在 Maryland. Again, he was the last out of the gate. 他也是最后的出来。But again, he won the race and set a record that is unbroken today. 到今天，在那个地方，他的记录没有被任何的马再能够超过他的记录。This time he won by 2.5 lengths. 这一次他有两个半马的长度赢了第二个马。People are now very excited because for 25 years there was no Triple Crown winner. 有25年来都没有一匹马有这个 Triple Crown， 就是三个最大的赛跑，就是好像那个 Grand Slam， Tennis 这样，三个都赢就变成 Triple Crown winner。所以他赢了两个，大家现在等第三个他会不会赢。Because for more than 25 years, they had no Triple Crown winner. And in the history of the race, there are only 13 Triple Crown winners. 在整个跑马从开始的记录到现在，只有13个马赢了三个最大的这个跑马。The third and the final race was on June in New York. On that day, there were 67,000 people. 那一天在纽约是第三个，有67,000的人来看。很多人买那个票赢了之后没有去拿钱，要保留那个来纪念，连钱都不要，为了纪念。 A lot of the winners who had the winning ticket did not cash their ticket, they kept it as a souvenir because it's an amazing horse. At the halfway mark, 在一半的时候 secretary was already 10 lengths ahead of the second horse. 再一般他已经有10个马身的长度离开第二个。 Then he opened the gap to 12. 他就变成12个马身。 14 lengths as he made the last turn. 14个在最后的一个转弯。 At the home stretch, he stretched it to 18. 最后那个直的路，他变成18个离开第二个，18个的速度没有看过的。 And at the finish line, he was 25 lengths ahead of the second horse. 再过那个最后，他是24个马身。 But after computer generation came in, they figured out that he was actually 31 lengths. 有了用电脑之后，现在他们知道再去衡量。 31 legs. Many fans believe that this record will never ever be broken. 很多人相信这个记录永远不会打破。他有另外的，他的下面的伸出来的马从来不能够打这么快。So there's never been a horse as fast as him. Now I want to show you 3 minutes of the movie. If I can do it. I need help.
Why do I like this? Because this director is a spiritual student. He was a director when he was a Braveheart director, many very good films. He was a Christian. He was a Christian director. We'll watch this.
Still surging.
says when Jesus washed my sins, 他那个背景，耶稣洗了我的罪。这个导演是很有名，现在他读 Duke University 的时候也是上了神学院一年，他有很大的信心，所以他拍这个电影的时候有人说，你要用什么你的信心放在这个你的信仰放在这个电影里面。 Walt Disney 请他的，不是一个基督教的片，但是他就用乐伯记刚才你听见， and he quoted from Job and they sing those songs there about how Jesus washed our sins. It's talking about our heart. 这讲到我们的心，一个基督徒的心被神的感动的时候，这个马是神创造的， It's made by our mighty God, a remarkable animal. They had this picture on stamps on two magazines at the same time, in the cover. 他们把他的那个这个马放在邮票，有好几个杂志同样的时间放他的 picture 在前面，非常特别。 They could not even keep Secretariat and the other horses in the same picture. 他离第二个马远到那些照相机都很难，也照到第一个跟第二个不够宽的 wide angle， 远到后面的远到很远，有时候从旁边照不到出来。 In every race he set a new speed record， 每一次他跑他都打破记录。The only horse in history to do this， 只有这个马这样。我看这个都很兴奋，因为我想到神的创造，他的大能跟他的智慧，他要做就能够做。He does what he wants to do， and that's why Job has no answer。所以约伯没有能够回应神的问题。神说：“我在做事的时候有没有问过你？” God says, "Did I have to ask you for help when I created?" How many things has God created that we do not even see? 有多少的东西神创造的我们还没有看过的， have not even seen. After his death, they rushed Secretariat to Kentucky to have an autopsy. 他死了之后，因为他的脚有病，他们把他安乐死，他就把他的身体送到去 Kentucky 来做一个 autopsy 来检查。They found that all of Secretary's organs were perfect and normal. 他全部里面的内脏都是完美正常的，除了他的心以外， except for his heart. A normal heart of a horse is 8 to 9 pounds. 一个正常的马的心是8到9磅。你猜一猜他的心有多大？21磅，吓死人的大。但是你知道呢，有读医学的人就知道，大不代表好哦。Big doesn't mean good, it's pathological. 有时候是有问题才会长大的。但是他的心虽然大，是完美的，没有问题。Even though it was 3 or 4 times the size of a normal one, it was perfect and normal. It wasn't pathological. That's why he could run like that. 所以他可以越跑越快。这个我觉得神的给我一个很大的感动，就是看见这么特别，许多许多这些，我们如果有机会再跟你们分享。How many wonderful things in creation that I have kept in my computer for years and years and years， 一年一年在累积这些来提醒自己，我看见的感动，看见的说，怎么样可以不相信这个神呢？这个是进化论出来的吗？是一个 accident 吗？我就不相信了。It was larger than any heart the surgeon had ever seen. However, in this case, the heart was perfect. It was just bigger than anything ever seen. God created Secretariat and all these amazing animals. 神创造了这个马跟每一只动物在约伯记记了出来。Why? 为什么呢？ Because his creation reveals who he is. 因为他的创造就显露了他是怎么样的一个神。有智慧，有完美，有大能。Sometimes we make Christianity sound too easy. 有时候我们在讲道的时候，讲到基督教信耶稣好像很简单，很容易。其实不是这么简单。Actually, it is simple, but it is not that simple. It takes heart. 我们需要有心的，不是只是说一说，我知道，我知道就算了。多少基督徒知道， How many Christians know but don't really have it in their heart, including myself? We forget, 包括我自己，我们都会忘记。我们看见东西都不会觉得受感动。所以最后的约伯记四十二章 ，the last passage, he says, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." What does that mean? 他说他曾经听过，我不知道中文怎么讲，那是 OK。So, 好像风 okay? So he heard, just like you hear the wind, although you don't see the wind. 你听见风，但是你看不见。That is second hand. 那是用思想的才领受到的。But when you see, it's with your own eyes. 但是你看的时候是用你的眼目来看的。So when Job says, I have seen you, 就是他亲眼看见神的大能。First hand, not second hand.Do we all see God that way? I hope we do, because that will change us. It will change my life from the life I had before I knew Jesus. 改变了我的生命。所以今天，如果你还没有成为上帝的儿女，这个是一个机会，提醒你们。This is a reminder, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He is calling you, He is waiting for you. 主耶稣等候你，他等住你来。成为他的弟兄和姐妹，上帝的儿女。There are only some things you have to do. 很简单，我用四个 A。我这几个礼拜在思想，这个礼拜思想这个信息，我想到四个 A 来记得。如果你还没有信主，记得这四样。If you haven't believed or accepted, you need to remember these four things. First, you admit. Admit, 你承认你需要神。你承认你是个罪人 And then you know that God has given an answer to sin 神已经给了答案罪的答案就是主耶稣基督 He's given us the way out of sin 他给了我们一个出路离开我们的罪恶的生命他给了我一个出路离开我吸毒的生命去赌跑马的常常去跑马去 Las Vegas 去赌博的不能够停的他给我出来还喜欢看但是不需要赌And then you take action, okay? 承认有了答案，要有行动。那个行动是什么？接受。Very simple. Jesus says, if you do not confess me publicly, I will not admit you in heaven publicly. 主耶稣说，如果你不是在能够人的面前承认我是主，我在神的面前也不承认你是我的弟兄姐妹。所以这个真的需要一个 action 的，所以现在不要求还没有信主的来举手，但是希望你看了这个你会思想，如果你有问题的话，有题目要问，求你请你们来跟弟兄姐妹来谈，我们是愿意的 ，We are willing. If you have any questions, although we cannot answer, we will look for the answer for you from the Bible. But God is our God.神就是我们的神，上帝是我们的主。God is our Lord as well. He is either God and Lord or not at all. 除非他是神跟主，他就不是了。所以，如果你还没有完全接受，求神感动你，要这个心态。May God give you this heart to seek Him and to follow Him. That is going to be the biggest race of your life.这个会成为我们一生的最大的一个赛跑，走前面的。That race is going to give us heart to believe. Let us pray. 我们来祷告。天父，谢谢你，你真的是一个奇妙的神，完美的神。我们数说不尽你的爱，你的智慧，你的怜悯。求主帮助我们信徒能够更多的跟随你，还没有相信的。也能够接受你的真理跟你的救恩，让我们大家可以成为弟兄姐妹们，在这个教会。谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。